This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, Iowa has joined this spring's list of states that have been affected by high-path avian influenza, or H5N1. It's the same virus, but has a new moniker as the virus mutated to affect dairy cattle and humans. Well, where are we sitting at right now with the response? We talk with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg coming up next.
Stay up to date on the latest news impacting the soybean industry by attending the Iowa Soybean Association's Summer Soy Series, coming to a community near you. Hear the latest insights on issues directly impacting farmer profitability, productivity, and sustainability, including soybean demand, research, policy, and more. Register by June 17th and be entered for a chance to win an ISA-branded cooler and special door prizes. Register today at iasoybeans.com/events. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 37,000 soybean farmers.
Iowa's had a few cases of high-path avian influenza and H5N1 this month. Ag Secretary Mike Nagg gives us a rundown of what's happening.
Here, just in the last couple of weeks, we started to experience cases. It started with a very large egg layer facility up in Sioux County, followed on with a turkey site in Cherokee County. And then since then, we've had three confirmed cases actually in dairies. And so it's here now.
The one thing that's different this year is that the strain showing up in bird population already shows the markers of having been in dairy cattle. That poses new questions as we look for solutions.
The other thing that was interesting was that the when they looked at the virus that had affected that large egg layer facility, it had the signals or the sequencing that would tell you that it had been connected to a dairy farm. And so we're no longer talking about wild bird introductions into these poultry sites. It is somehow making it from the dairy network into the poultry network. And so what we're really working on right now is the epidemiological connections between these different farms. You know, if you're going to try to build biosecurity strategies to keep the virus out, you need to know how it's getting in. And our poultry sites have done amazing work over the last few years to enhance their biosecurity. But clearly, there's still some avenue where this is making it in. And so that's the work that we're focused on right now, is doing some additional testing, get the epi work done, even looking at working with USDA on assessing the wildlife that's in the area, trying to figure out, looking at people movements between farms, how can we, can we determine what was going on here and then build strategies to prevent that kind of spread in the future.
Nagg says that the response will remain the same for birds, but will be a little bit different for cattle.
And so what we're really working on right now is the epidemiological connections between these different farms. You know, if you're going to try to build biosecurity strategies to keep the virus out, you need to know how it's getting in. And our poultry sites have done amazing work over the last few years to enhance their biosecurity, but clearly there's still some avenue where this is making it in. And so that's the work that we're focused on right now, is doing some additional testing, get the epi work done, even looking at working with USDA on assessing the wildlife that's in the area, trying to figure out, looking at people movements between farms, how can we, can we determine what was going on here and then build strategies to prevent that kind of spread in the future.
And Nagg reminds the consuming public that the food supply is safe. The poultry affected never enters the supply chain as they are euthanized and destroyed. And pasteurized milk kills every part of the virus. However, raw milk consumers may have to be a little more vigilant when it comes to looking for the virus. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.